Moncrief on News Talk.
A texter wants to know, is that wine with ice cream called a wine float? It is. It's exactly called that, a wine float. If you're into that sort of thing, today would be a great day for an ice cream float, say, a bit of ice cream dumped into a fizzy drink. But what if it was put into wine? Apparently, this is now a thing. The Irish Times wine writer John Wilson gave it a go. Afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So to put the picture in people's minds, what kind of a glass would you use for a wine float?
I think probably a coupe. You know those flat champagne ones? And you'd be able to melt the ice cream and stir it round. You'd have plenty of room. But I think a nice big goblet would do equally well.
Okay, and what would the proportions be?
I would say just a couple. You could start off with just a couple of tablespoons. But you want to fill it up with a little bit. You need to get a bit of the flavour of the wine as well as the ice cream. Mm. And cold things tend to dull flavour, so you might need a little bit more than that.
And people would probably be familiar with when you put ice cream into a fizzy drink, there's a kind of a reaction there. I assume that doesn't happen if you put it into some wine.
No, it doesn't. Although it does if you tried, and it's worth trying, Prosecco. If you get an off-dried Prosecco, trying it with a little bit of vanilla ice cream, or I tried it with passion fruit ice cream, you get a little bit of a reaction.
Yeah, and so when you stir it up then, it's something you're drinking rather than you might be scooping some of it with a glass and drinking the rest.
Well, you're doing a bit of both at the same time. As it melts, you're slurping it. But you might need a spoon to get started with it. I did it in my experiments. I used a spoon for most of it.
Yeah. Now, a lot of places are serving this kind of stuff. Is it mostly with white wines and dessert wines, really, or Sauternes and all that kind of stuff?
Dessert wines are the traditional one. If you go down to the south of Spain, they have a wine called PX or Pedro Jimenez, and they put just a couple of spoons of that on vanilla ice cream, which is amazing. If you have tawny port with a chocolate ice cream, that went really well. But you can also do it with white wine. With the passion fruit ice cream as well as the Prosecco, I had a sweet Sauternes. But there are people doing sort of Chablis and vanilla ice cream, which sort of works if you think of lemon zest or something like that going onto ice cream. But the one that really surprised me was red wine with a raspberry ice cream. Now, the Cabernet Sauvignon I tried was a bit drying and tannic, but with a light Pinot Noir and raspberry ice cream, it was really good.
Does it still taste like wine, or is it, you know, only in a weird hybrid place between the two things?
It's a sort of, it's a weird hybrid is actually a good description of it, because you get the richness from the ice cream, which is always going to be sweet, and then you get the acidity from the wine. So the sweetness will bring out the acidity. Now, some don't work, like the tannic reds, or if the white is too dry, I would recommend that people try it with something that's off dry or even sweet to start off with.
And do you get the flavour if the ice cream's of a particular flavour? Does that still come through?
Yes, it does. And the two can work really well together. Like I mentioned, the chocolate and the sherry, the flavours are quite similar. So they add flavour to it and actually go really nicely with each other. As I said, the Pinot Noir, which generally has sort of red cherries, dark cherries or raspberry fruit with a raspberry ice cream, went really, really well.
Okay.
Loved it.
Does it matter how, you know, whether the ice cream is particularly high quality or not? If it's just something you buy in Tesco, can you just bung it in there?
No, I bought all mine in the local Super Value, but one was the Super Value Signature range. The other was quite posh Ben and Jerry's and stuff like that, simply because they were the only ones that I could get in small pots. And I didn't want to load down the freezer with 15 different varieties of ice cream.
Does it dilute the alcoholic content of the drink?
It would do a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're essentially adding liquid to it, so it's going to get lighter and fresher. But I mean, people add cubes of ice to white wine on a hot sunny day, which dilutes it and chills it. And ice cream has a similar effect, except it adds a sort of a creamy richness to it.
Yes,
I wouldn't use your best wine necessarily for it, but it's a great way of having a bit of fun if it's a hot sunny day and you want a cold drink.
And the texture of it, I suppose, then is would it be slightly milky or creamy?
Yeah, creamy. you get a sort of a rich creaminess to it.
Yeah. But it still tastes of
wine. Sounds good on a sunny day, doesn't it? It still tastes of wine. You're certainly going to get the alcoholic kick, particularly if you use port, which is very high or higher in alcohol than normal wine. But a little slurp on a sunny afternoon sounds okay.
It does, yeah. And is that, would one have it as, you know, with dinner or after dinner, or is this a kind of a standalone thing?
I think it's more a standalone thing. Well, it started off in this Parisian wine bar that started up opening up during the day, serving ice cream as well, and really amazing ice cream. And then people, I think, were coming in on a Sunday afternoon and giving ice cream to the kids while they had a glass of wine. And then somebody had the bright idea of serving the two together. And it took off from there. And there's now wine bar and ice cream parlours in London and New York. It can only be a matter of time before somebody starts it in Dublin, I think.
Absolutely. And now, I understand you can also pair vanilla ice cream with whiskey. How do you do that?
Well, this is one I got from my brother. You get vanilla ice cream, just put a tablespoon, maybe two, onto vanilla ice cream. And then what he said to do is a couple of twists of your pepper grinder with black pepper. Really brings it to life, and it's absolutely amazing. It's really good stuff.
Gosh, I think I might try that at the weekend. John Wilson is a wine critic for the Irish Times. John, thanks a million.
Pleasure. Good to talk.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.